Blog Talk Radio.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. Now introducing the Crotch Shop Radio Show, where we don't bounce to censorship of any fucking kind. Now here's your host, Louis B. Oh, I fucking hate soccer. Oh, God. Anyway, this is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. I am your host, Louis B., and missing in action, goddamn Benny Carnero, because Team Italy is playing right now. And I think he totally forgot. I hope they freaking lose. I really do. He hasn't called in the show. Not yet. And today we're going to have a pretty good discussion. Basically, who's Israel? Is it anyways? Does Israel rightfully belong to the Jews or the Palestinians? We want to know what's up, you know, because, hey, a lot of us have any affiliation whatsoever. I'm not Muslim, and I'm not Jewish, so... I mean, hell, I don't understand what the big beef is. You know, hey, the projects in New York have people of different cultures living in them. You got Muslims, you got Jews in one apartment. Sometimes across the hall from one. I've never heard of anybody suiciding, bombing themselves, or throwing mortars at each other, fighting over one spot. So, you know what, I'm going to try to freaking get, that's him,
you're already fucking talking shit, I already heard you, you fucking bastard.
Oh, you fucking hurt?
Yeah, I heard you start to talk shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I was getting tight, I was tight, I was like, oh, you know what, goddamn Team Italy, I hope they freaking slipped on some fucking spaghetti and broke their legs.
Yo, we really fucking lost against Spain. I was pissed, though. I was fucking pissed.
Aha! Aha! Take that! Out of it. Which means I won't hear you freaking guineas driving around in your IROC Z beeping your horn going, Italy! We won! You know, like what happened last year. Like, I was annoyed. I was really annoyed. First of all, they were driving fast because they knew they were in the Spanish neighborhood and we were about to start pelting them.
Well, at least we don't do it every day like you guys. You guys just fucking celebrate for anything. It's just like every fucking day it's celebration.
That, hey, we love life.
Yeah. Love life on balls.
Oh, snap. You just got your stomach stapled? All right, here, let's drink. Beep, 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 stomach stapling. Yeah, you know.
So, it's funny that Italy and Puerto Rico are not fighting like the Jews and the Arabs, so let's... As much as we don't like each other, we don't kill each other, so.
We're actually
intermingled, too.
Yeah, we do. I mean, you know, he has a daughter with an Italian woman. She's 12 years old right now. I swear to God, she is a very beautiful young girl, and my cousin's going to freaking catch some gray hairs. Because he's going to have to buy a gun, and, you know, every freaking guy is going to be knocking on our door wanting to date her. Because I already see it coming. So every time I look at her, I look at him and I say, dude, you're fucked. Not for nothing, Italians and Puerto Ricans can make some pretty beautiful children together.
Yeah, we do. There's a strip club that I go to a lot in the Bronx. So
yeah.
There's like a fucking bartender in there. She's half and half, and she's fucking hot, bro. She's really fucking hot. Like, I'm like, damn.
Yeah, no.
Like, when I fucking, when she told me that shit, I wanted to bang her so bad. It was not even funny.
Yeah, well. We got a guest in the chat room. And we got air. We can all breathe now because we got air. and air just left as soon as I shouted them out. All right.
No air, air. No air. How am I supposed to breathe?
So, anyways, actually, we got a new movie that's coming out this summer that they are going to, they're actually sponsored with the Crotch Out Radio Show. So, here we go.
In a world where the machines rule and the survival of mankind is on the verge of being destroyed. And yet, in the distant future, we still have to worry about fucking equal opportunities. Now our only hope for survival lies in someone who's special. Alright, Ed, this is what I need you to do. I need you to go back and protect John Connors.
Okay, I'm gonna save him. I'm going back to Fiji. I hope I don't come out naked. Your clothes, get into me. Now, I got balls. Look at my balls. I got big balls.
Terminator 4, Rise of the Retards.
Your services are no longer needed. Bang, bang.
Rated R for extreme acts of retardation.
Oh, those fucking retards. At first, I was like, what the fuck is going on? And I was like, all right, they're retards.
Well, hey, I would, you know, hey, they ask them to flip. They ask them to make freaking French fries, and every time I go to McDonald's and get some French fries, there's a pretty damn good French fries. Why can't they save mankind?
Are the robots retarded too?
What?
Are the robots retarded? Like, are they made from Dell?
Actually, yeah, because I think there's a scene in there. There's like a play school robot. Retarded, the T retard 10 series. he gives people hugs.
No, you know who's fighting? 2XL. You remember that toy? 2XL? 2XL? Sure.
No.
I used to fucking love that shit.
You got an evil Teddy Rush thing walking around in Terminator 4 Rise of the Retard. I can't wait to see it.
I didn't hear about that shit, and I go to the movies all the time. I didn't see that.
Oh, well, that's because you don't got the hookup like I do. Don't worry.
What, your bootleg man fucking put you on?
Yeah. Shh.
Everybody got a bootleg man.
Yeah, for some reason, he'd be getting them good copies, too. $5?
$5 for how many? Like one film?
Whether there's a cop around the corner or not. That's how he basically bases pricing. If there's a cop around the corner at any second that's going to jump him, he $5 for one. Oh, no. Actually, no. If there's a cop around the corner, $5 for two, because he's trying to, like, sell them real quick.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Forgive me, I get confused. So anyway, what?
No. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. Go ahead. Just go.
No. I was just saying because remember how I was saying we gotta stay on topic and we never stay on topic.
Yeah, we never stay on topic.
If you fucking listen to the Crotch Out Radio Show and there's a topic, it ain't gonna get fucking talked about. We'll just talk about everything else.
Not for nothing, we're scheduled for 2 hours, so fuck it.
Oh, wow.
Why?
That's like a fucking, that's a long ass time. You can do a lot of shit in 2 hours.
Yeah, unfortunately, that was the only skit we did, and I'll play it again, you know, when some, actually, we're kind of waiting for Jester Tunes to come on, just if it comes on.
No, that's not good. We can't let them know that. So, how about them Jews?
How about them Palestinians?
I said, how about them Jews first?
Well, the Palestinians were there first.
No, I said, no, I'm not, I didn't mean it like that. I said, how about them Jews? I said that first. Let's talk about that first.
Oh, okay.
Besides, who was at first? Because remember, it's like that fucking, that shit that Abbott and Costello said, you know, who's on first, who's on.
All I'm saying is, there's not going to be any peace as long as the United States is sticking in. I mean, that's the biggest problem the Middle East has with us, is that we're sticking our nose when it comes to Israel.
Yeah, but it's also in Iraq and Afghanistan, Iran. Come on, we fucking like been in all them countries. Look at what happened in Lebanon when they had that bombing in Beirut years ago.
Yeah,
the situation.
The Marine barracks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why the fuck are we in Lebanon?
I don't know. That's why when it comes to, when Ron Paul talks about pulling all our troops from around the world and basically stop fucking with people, I think everyone would be happier if we just stopped fucking with people. And you know what? We would be happy too, because you know what? We wouldn't be, there wouldn't be all these tax dollars to feed and you know, care of other bases around the world when you could just do it bada bing over here. You know?
Besides, you could put them soldiers to better use instead of getting them fucking killed in their early 20s. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what's the difference between getting shot in a bad area or a bad neighborhood in the Bronx and getting fucking shot in the Middle East? It's the same fucking shit. You're still dying in your 20s.
Yeah.
In your 20s is like your best time of your life, and you're really fucking forfeiting it to go fucking shoot somebody that you don't know and that you don't even speak their own language. You don't even pray to the same God, let alone that I don't even pray to God, but I'm just saying, imagine, most of us here pray to one God, most of them over there pray to something else. That shit doesn't, you know, doesn't connect, there's no...
I thought you pray to Manicourt. I don't know how the fuck you pronounce that shit.
I pray to Source. No, but especially, like, to be in Lebanon is stupid, but, see, Lebanon, that's not their real name. Their real name is Letter Bomb. That's Lebanon's real name, the Republic of Letter Bomb.
I heard FUBU was going to start making some suicide bombs, jackets. This pocket, you could put your C4, and this pocket is for your cell phone. Oh, nice.
Oh, Ahmed, that looks cool.
Actually, it's changing their name to Foo Boom. And now you don't have to waste your breath screen for Allah because it comes with this button. You know, they make everything so convenient, you know. And actually you can sync it up with your iPod too. The Foo Boom.
The Boom Boom.
The Foo Boom.
Boom Boom.
For two goats, you could get the Foo Boom jacket.
Stick that number down.
Yeah, not for nothing. Their currency of goats is probably a lot stronger than the dollar at this point. I should stop dissing them. Like, yo, on the real though, I think I'd rather take a goat for payment.
Some dollar bills.
Some dollar bills. They probably look at you like, all right, seriously, dog, dollar bills. You're not even coming at me with euros. Fuck, I'll take a goat. Goat and half a camel. How's that?
and some virgin, right? And a fucking virgin.
What the hell am I going to do with the virgin? She, you know, seriously, that's the thing I don't need to eat her. 70 virgins. You know how fucking reluctant a virgin is? Like, you tell a virgin, yo, you can give me a blowjob? Ew, no. No? Am I the only one? Hello?
No, you know what's the point, though? It's because they're insecure about that, because I don't think Arabs know how to fuck. I've never heard of, like, Arabs seducing anybody. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever heard, like, of an Arab love song? What would it be like? Oh, la, la, hello, hello. Hello, hello.
All I know, all I know is freaking Indians get down. That Kama Sutra is no joke. You need to actually freaking, you, that's like kung fu fucking right there. It's like you gotta freaking condition your body in order to get into all those freaking positions. So, and that's all about freaking getting your freak on.
Yeah, they hype that shit up though. I can't imagine Indians fucking either.
Really, I can. Shit.
I can't picture some fucking Indians fucking.
I could picture myself fucking an Indian chick.
Would you fucking it? I don't know. Some of them are like hot though. Some of them are like really exotic looking.
Yo, like that chick. What's her name? Arweenie or whatever her name is.
Oh, that really hot Indian. I know. Everybody knows what she looks like. They don't know her fucking name. It's some fucking bullshit.
Yeah, but she's like insanely hot. I would hit that twice. And I mean,
back,
you know.
But back to my point, why they like?
Yeah, it's like a protruding cock.
Yo, death to that fucking sound clip, bro. Death. Cause that shit's like a turnoff. It's like I want to fucking make a point, and then I hear that.
Hey, that's pretty
cock.
Good stuff.
Like, what the fuck?
Moonroofs.
You fucking confuse the listeners, bro. With Cyber Benny. That shit.
That's you, though. That's you talking. That's not Cyber Benny. Who's Cyber Benny?
That's Cyber Benny.
Oh, well.
Let me tell you something,
my crunk-mick friend.
Okay, make your point.
What am I, fucking FEMA? Nah, I'm not fucking talking now. Total shutdown.
Mm-hmm. With that, we're gonna. All right then.
Little is known of Adolf Hitler's life before becoming Führer. Did you know Hitler started as Berlin's best stand-up comedian? Now you could take these recordings home and enjoy them for you and yours. Now, straight from the factory, Hitler's stand-up routines. Hitler's stand-up is getting rave reviews, so get your copies today.
Holy shit!
Are you calm now?
No, I'm so fucking pissed. I'm fucking, oh man. Not even Hitler can make my day.
Oh, okay. How about this?
This world is about to lose its most precious resource. These majestic creatures are usually found on the corners of New York City, more prominently in Hunts Point. But due to recent police activities, their hunting grounds have gotten smaller. Yes, due to global warming, these proud crack whores are not able to find food, shelter, and money for their cocaine. We found Anastasia going through the trash looking for Haagen-Dazs boxes.
Hey, dude, don't be putting the camera at me, dude. I'm trying to make a living sucking dicks eating Haagen-Dazs.
My God, she is humongous. She has to be the healthiest of them all.
I was supposed to have to eat the other crack whores on the corner.
Please send a donation to the Crack Whore Wildlife Foundation, or we will lose more precious crack whores.
Don't make me have to eat another bitch again!
Brought to you by the Ass Council.
Holy shit!
Happy?
You know what I noticed? There's no phone number for them to call to make a donation.
They could Google it, the Ass Council. The foundation for her healthy crack whore. I don't know.
statistically talking, like, how many crack whores are we losing? Like, it, what was the original number? Like, is it
actually
steadily declining?
Yes, it's a steady decline. Actually, the number of back in the 1982 in Hunts Point was 4 to 5 crack whores per coroner. Now we're down to 1.5 crack whores.
That's a pandemic right there. That's
So, I mean, there are guys out there with $40 burning in their pockets that are not being serviced. And then they have to come home and slap up their wives.
That's what I don't understand. Like, the American government takes always so fucking forever to fucking fix a problem when it could be done, you know, like, what, they just assumed that crack whores would keep reproducing? You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, I mean, I guess I blame the condom industry and also, you know, for advancements at preventing unwanted pregnancies. Because usually that's how a crack whore is born, when another whore gets pregnant and they don't have enough money for abortion. But now that abortion has now gone down in price and you can get a condom like at any bodega now, it's socially acceptable. You know, less and less crack whores are being born, and also the police are cracking down, and they're basically shooting themselves in the foot. Without crack whores, who are they going to arrest?
Yeah, but once you start to lose crack whores, you're going to lose regular whores, you're going to lose foreign whores. You know, it's a food chain of whores.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they took them off the endangered list. I remember for a short amount of time, Congress had put them on the fucking endangered list, crack whores.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, they made a surge back in 93. It was like dangerous. So it was like 10 crack whores per corner, but there was not enough Johns. So you basically had to hunt them. That way they could so that the species could survive.
Do you think they're gonna get crack whores from other countries and hopefully they pick up?
Oh, you hear about the United States crack whore embargo. The United Nations actually sanctions on the U.S. for its actions in Iraq. We cannot get fresh crack whores.
So where do they expect to get more crack whores? You got to go to some countries. In the Middle East, it's probably crack whores, right?
Oh, you never know, because they're freaking covered up. So, I mean, you have to, like, look very well, because you know how crack whores, they got a specific walk? They just walk really fast with their heads down, like, running, you know?
What if they fucking, like, start to, like, hybrid crack whores with, like, heroin whores? That's a possibility, because if you took a heroin whore and mixed her with a crack whore, you'd have like a
crack
whore. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, because they actually try to mix a crack whore with a methadone, but they just kept falling asleep. Like, what? I get upset. Oh, God. So, Dan,
there's always coke whores.
Coke whores, yes.
Now, that's just disturbing. It's a disturbing trend. I'm surprised that nobody's taking that up. Nobody's fighting for that cause.
Can you please save the crack whores? Maybe the one crack whore you save could be your own.
That's how hard it hits home, you know what I'm saying? Everybody knows of a crack whore, you know?
I mean, hell, if it wasn't for a crack whore, I probably would still be a virgin.
Oh, you lost it to a crack whore?
Yeah, when I was 12.
Wow.
I had $10 and a Pokemon card. Back in them days, Pokemon cards were the shit, so she took it. She was happy.
What was it?
Turtle. Squirtle. Yeah, we got Nemesis. She's like, no saving the crack whores.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you know, of course she's going to say no saving the crack whores because, you know, she doesn't partake of the crack whores. You have to be with a crack whore to understand their majesty, their beauty, their
the elegance of a crack whore.
Yeah. Without whores, there would be more divorces in this country. I'm telling you.
There'd be more suicides.
Yes.
More rape.
Yeah, more rape. Yeah. She's okay with
whores are part of
she's okay. She's okay with more suicide and more rape.
Think about it. Now she's just playing with semantics. Look,
yeah.
Let me tell you something. Crack whores are a part of the market because they provide a service which they in exchange get legal tender. So the money gets circulated as in a circle. So now you see the houses. We have the housing crisis. You know, the dollar is down. Food prices are up. That's because there's not enough crack whores. It's an integral part of the economic system of the U.S.
And here's the thing. Crack whores don't eat food. They eat Little Debbie cakes. So the food market has to lower the price so that way they could actually entice more crack whores to eat rice and grain. So that way they buy with their crack whore money. Now there's hardly any crack whores, so it's just us regular people. They could raise the price because, you know, we eat. We don't just eat Little Debbie cakes.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way,
we can find in the trash bin.
Yeah, you know.
Think about it. They do a favor to the environment. They go through the fucking trash bins looking for, you know, cans of soda and stuff. It's a fucking shame, you know. And to think that this country constantly rallies and fights for things, why not fight for a crack whore?
I one time defended a crack whore's honor. Someone said that she was a pothead, and I punched the dude in the nose. Yep.
Maybe I was just thinking, to sum this up, all this crack whore talk.
Yes.
Maybe if in Israel they had more crack whores, maybe that would, you know?
Not for nothing. That idea has been proposed. Not just crack whores, but just scores and scores of naked women. Because the guys in the Middle East are the most horniest men I have ever known. Because when they come here, they're going after every fucking perversion out there. They're like, excuse me, I am from Middle East. Please take off your pants. There's no niceties about it. They just like want to just spring into action, and you can't really hate on them about that.
Yeah, there's some ugly bitches in the Middle East. They're always like fucking covered up. They look like they're wearing fucking bed sheets.
Yeah,
they come here and they see some Puerto Rican, Dominican women. They probably go fucking crazy.
Yeah, well,
that's naked.
I mean, if you remember True Dog, they actually fuck guys too. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? I mean, straight up, when especially if like an Israeli comes here, you know, he gets a woman in bed, it's like, you know. Oh, God, yes. Yes. Oh, God.
Yes, get on the walls. Get up the walls, please.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
How much? $30? What do you mean $20? Here's a 10, and then he gives it a 5.
I wonder if hey, we got Blogography in the room. Hey, we got Blogography. So yeah, save the crack horse. So, I mean, look, that's another thing. At this point, I think we could do a few things about crack horse. Send them to the Middle East, freaking have them standing on the bank, and before anyone starts fighting and throwing bombs at each other, they get a blowjob. I mean, I've never known a man after a blowjob to fight still. You know what I mean? Hello?
Yeah?
Can you check in the goddamn scores?
The fucking game is over. Don't fucking break my balls, okay?
I will break your balls because, the Team Italy lost, to Team Spain, right?
Yeah, they lost to fucking Spain.
Other me wants to know who wants to fuck the fat chick.
I'll do it. I'll take the fucking grenade. I don't give a fuck.
obviously, doing a call back to when we were on Justin Tunes' show. Say, I'll say who has to fuck them. Whoever.
Stop actually, fucking laughing and get the dick out of your mouth. I can't stand when you do that. You're like, open your mouth. What the fuck?
What I'm saying is, we put the fat chick in between us, and I'll start cranking it, and whoever comes first has to fuck her.
Wait, I don't explain that again.
Exactly. I don't know. Whoever, you flip a coin, and whoever wins has to fuck her.
I got a better idea. This is what we're going to do. We're going to take photos of our cocks, send them shits to the fat chick, and then based on which cock she likes better, that's who she has to fuck. Obviously, if she's smart enough, she's going to know that one dick is darker than the other.
Really?
And that one cock is going to be bigger than the other.
Damn, that means you're going to actually have that, but you're actually going to make me have to fuck the fat chick then.
No.
Speaking about fat chicks, Justin Tunes is in the room.
I'm not bragging, but I got a nice size cock. I'm not going to lie.
You heard that, Justin Tunes? He's been talking about you all this week. He's like, he's thinking about turning.
I don't know where this fucking idea of me being gay has came out of. It's just like out of nowhere. It was like, oh yeah, this is called Benny Gay.
Okay, well this is the reason because you called me that when you're going to the club that you were wearing tight leather pants and a tight shirt.
No, it was not tight leather pants. It was fucking buffalo jeans. Okay, so they fit tight. So I couldn't wear no underwear because all my boxes are mad big. So I had to go with no underwear. I did that shit.
And you trimmed your eyebrows.
Yeah, what's wrong with trimming the eyebrows? You want to look like a fucking Greek? Do I want to look like I'm selling souvlaki at the fucking those stupid vending machines? Come on. You got to trim your fucking eyebrows. I'm not trying to have a fucking unibrow.
Yeah, but you look like a cross between Joe Lawrence and freaking Brian Boitano.
I don't even know who the second person is. I'm like, you just making random fucking references. I'm supposed to figure it out?
Yeah, pretty much. Do the math, motherfucker.
Let's go back to our crack whore discussion, okay?
All right, crack whore discussion.
Because I'm tired of always having this talk about me and my sexual preferences, okay? All right, just once, and I didn't do nothing, okay? A homosexual had told me that I have homosexual tendencies. So I don't know exactly what that means, but I don't know what a tendency is, you know what I'm saying? If someone can answer that question,
you have a tendency to kiss guys.
No. That's not what he meant. He just said I have homosexual tendencies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm curious as to what the fuck that means.
What it means to have homosexual tendencies?
Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, he told me that shit. I was like, because that was that same dude.
I think you should be happy that you don't have a, instead of having a tendency, you don't have a homosexual history.
So, the dude that told me, he's actually a good friend of mine. He's gay or whatever. He's mad cool. He was the one that took me to my first gay bar, and I was like, oh. I told you about that night? They was trying to get me to sing karaoke?
I was thinking just thinking that I can never live without you by my side.
There you go. There you go.
No, they really, there was a drag queen and all that. He was trying to talk to me. I was like, yo, I'm just trying to join my hider kid and trying to get out.
Wait a minute, who made, does Play School make my first gay bar?
What?
Play School. Does Play School like my first gay bar?
Nah, I told you. Well, look, it's a long story. It was me, a friend of mine, and two gay dudes, and we went on, like, some school trip or whatever. So they put us all in the same room. There was only two beds. So I told my other friend, I said, I'll sleep with you, and they'll sleep with each other.
But we didn't.
You know what I mean. It was there was no fucking going on. Just in the same bed, obviously.
Really? I don't know.
So anyways, we're in Albany, right? And this is when I told you, when I found out that Albany is the most fucking hood spot in all of America. And I've been to Philly hood. I've been to the hood in Baltimore. I've been to the hoods in Florida. Albany is a crazy hood, bro. And you would not know that unless you went to go chill there. So I'm there. It's Sunday. It's a Sunday late night. It's like, I don't know, 1 a.m. So it's me, my friend, and these two gay
Albany
dudes.
Albany is not too far from Niagara Falls, Canada.
Yeah, I know.
Just a thought. All right.
Yeah, I didn't get that. So anyway, so...
You didn't get that? Liar.
No. So we're walking, right? And the only bars, I guess, open in Albany at that night were two gay bars. One called the Phoenix, and the other was called the Leaky Faucet. So we went to the Leaky Faucet. I didn't know what it was. I seen a faucet, and it's, like, leaking. And I'm like, maybe it's a hardware store. I got in there. Oh, yeah, there was plenty of hardware. So we get in there, and I'm like, oh, you know? And there was, like, dildos in the back on, like, a display. I was like, yo. And it was right next to the bathroom, so I held my piss. I was like, you know, I'll fucking pee when we come back.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, it's kind of – I'll kind of hold it, too, if the urinals were clear. I mean, at least with porcelain, you got yourself, like, a little shield so that way no one sees it. But, you know, still. Yeah, they have gay bars in the hood. Once you go back, you better buy yourself a Tampax because your fucking anal muscles are destroyed.
Yo, it was a crazy night, though. I ended up playing pool and, like, drinking beer. I was like, whatever. They was all trying to get me to sing. There was, like, some prize money. I was like...
All right, I'm turning on the webcam again so that way people can actually see me.
Yo, why are you trying to fucking blind motherfuckers? They don't want to see your ass.
I'm not showing my ass.
I can imagine what your ass looks like. It's probably all fucking hairy and fuzzy. I shaved it too, by the way. I clean all areas of my fucking body.
Ah. So you take the weed whacker?
You know, it takes a lot of skill and practice, but it's a lot of, like, maneuvering, and, like, you got to watch when you use your razor, because you will fucking cut yourself good, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, you know, not for nothing, I do a little manscaping myself, you know, because as a big guy, I sweat, and, you know, I don't want to walk around New York City smelling like freaking beef steak.
Looking like a fucking fuzzy animal. Louis wants you to put out forest fires. Remember, campers, don't smoke. Yo, you ever see when motherfuckers is really hairy? And that shit's like, it's from their back and it connects to their head. So there's like nothing, it's like hair from top to bottom. That shit is nasty. I told a friend of mine, he wore like a fucking...
I just got the fucking webcam here. I'm trying to start the webcam in the room.
No, I keep telling you, stop fucking around with that shit. First of all, if you're going to do a webcam, you might as well try to get fucking paid. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm not getting naked, so... Wait, what's this approve and delete? I'm approving and deleting everything here. What the fuck is going on? Oh, wait. Oh, stop moderating. Fuck this shit. I'm not moderating anymore.
What the fuck do you want? Huh?
No, I try to start moderating to see if I could turn my webcam on in the room so that way people could see instead of having to go to Yahoo and add me so that way they can see it.
Is somebody having a man period?
Yes, I am having a man period. God damn it.
It was fucking man period all over the place.
Yo,
yeah, well,
damn it. What? Yo, we never fucking stay on topic, yo. We never. It's like... We're supposed to be talking about Israelis, Jews, and Palestinians, bro.
Yeah, how the hell we go for gayscaping?
I don't know.
Say hello, kitty band-aid on my cock. Whoa.
Fuck that shit. But when I cut myself, I cut myself between my crack ones. I let that shit, like, I was like, fuck it. I took it like a man. Because it's mad annoying. Oh, speaking of cutting, I got a funny story. You want to know how I shave my dick and my balls?
No, I don't, but I'm pretty sure they do.
All right, it's pretty fucking funny. I told my best friend he was peeing his pants because it's really funny. So for me, to shave when you're soft or when you got a chubby, and for those who don't know what a chubby is, it's like a cross between having a hard-on and not having a hard-on. Called the chubby, get it? Ha 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 ha. Like Louis, he's chubby. All right. So, I can't do it when I'm soft or chubby. So I gotta have like a fucking full raging hard on to shave. So I tell my boy that like I turn my computer on, I put some porno, and then like I gotta like run back to the bathroom and maintain a hard on to shave. So it's like sometimes it's, you know, if you're not jerking it, if you're not thinking of something like fucking dirty. You'll lose it, you know what I'm saying? So then it's like I gotta run all the way back, put on some porno, get erect, and then run all the way back.
Put some antiseptic on the balls to close the wound. Yeah.
So it's a tough process when I gotta shave my dick. That's why I just shave that shit when I know I'm gonna get laid, and I'm like, fuck it. It's not something I'm gonna do often.
Well, I gotta do it like twice a week.
What's your methodology to shaving your dick and balls?
My methodology? I pray to God and hopefully that I don't fucking castrate myself. dear Jesus, may my balls not fall off with this. Like, you know. Well, actually, I got some advice. I got to get the Venus, those chick razors, so that way when I... that way I samurai my balls, you know?
Yo, that shit, that fucking razor is like the closest shit to a vagina you can get, right? It's like it has like those big foam shits that like, they look like pussy lips.
Like gay friend over to help. No.
Yo, if one of them wants to wax my back, yo, because, yo, I tried to, yo, Nair, I didn't know Nair fucking burns, yo. Nair is like a fucking acid, yo. I put that shit on my back.
Doesn't it say on the bottle, do not put on your balls? Or
no, No. I didn't put it on my balls. I put it on my back. So I put that shit, and I don't know, I lost track of time because I was so excited. I was going somewhere the following day.
This is like the gayest conversation we've ever had.
This is not fucking gay, bro. This is about cleansing.
It's really bad.
This is about maintaining fucking body hair. You know what I'm saying? I'm Italian. We're fucking hairy all the time.
Well, that's when you get out as the gas lawnmower and it just on your back, you know?
Yeah, like a miniature one, and you sit on that shit.
Who wears balls? I got smooth balls.
No, that fucking.
Nair has balls.
Nair was like a fucking acid, yo. It was like, I was like, ah! Yo, my fucking back looked terrible for like a week. But I got laid, though. It helped me get laid, so.
So did you try it in the taint area between the balls and the asshole?
The what?
Did you try to put an air between the front, between the your balls and the asshole?
Oh, no, we call that the gooch. He's never heard of that term? Gooch.
I call it the taint. It taints the taint? The front. Yeah, the taint.
Why you called it the taint?
Because it taints the front and it taints the back.
Sorry. Oh, my God. Yo, I'm still fucking pissed Italy lost to Spain. You know, that shit fucked up my whole week. And in fact, good news, everybody. This is not just my day job no more. I got a real fucking job now, so I'm going to be working for the fucking Yankees. So only Lucy now is going to be unemployed in Puerto Rican, which are the same.
Nigga, I'm getting money.
Yeah, how you getting money? Sucking on the fucking corner with the other crack whores?
Hey, it's a living.
You slob a good knob?
I've been known to wax a good knob here and there, you know?
I'm not selling penis to the fucking Yankees.
I'm going to put some shellac on the balls to make them shiny so that way your wife can see herself while she's blowing you. Actually, I'm starting a nut shaving service. I ask them, what would you like shaved on your balls, sir? Mr. T?
And you know what? We should look for some sponsors for some male cleansing products.
Okay, I get right on that, male cleansing.
We need some sponsorship from them. It's important. Men need to take care of themselves.
Ball Polishers, LLC.
We need some cleansing.
It's a limited liability company.
What?
It's a limited... My nut grooming service is a limited liability company.
What type of fucking liability they looking after? I cut my dick off like a fucking dick.
Sir, it's kind of cool, but you know the thing is, the only problem is when you know when a guy's balls freaking wrinkle up from being nervous. You know when your balls like just tighten up for some reason, like whether it's cold and shit, or you get nervous, it gets kind of hairy. Crotch Shave Radio.
You know what? Fucking blogger, whatever the fuck. That's too fucking...
Blogography.
Whatever. You know, he fucking said, I'm shaving the team's balls. That's fucked up, you know. Let me tell you something. I got a fucking VIP job. Imagine. They gave me a supervisor position. All right. Obviously,
yeah.
Probably...
Only Jester is watching the cam. I guess that just proves that I'm immune to the homosexual to the homosexuals because he has not commented on how sexy I look.
Yeah, I feel bad for him.
Yeah, I feel like shit now because you know what? if he doesn't find me attractive, then what hope do I have with the ladies? Seriously,
so why don't you fucking put a fucking show on? Put a fucking show on for once in your fucking life.
Put a show on. All right, hold on.
A pole in your house?
I'm gonna put some music on. I'm gonna strip in front of the camera. For
oh.
Jesse.
Wait. I'll give you some music. You ready?
Why the hell you stopped? Oh, okay.
Remix. Do it again. Do it again. I love that fucking music. That shit is so hot. Techno and shit. The last time I went out, they had that shit. I was fucking drunk. I was having a good time.
Winter wants to see the chubby. All right, just go to crotchshotradio@yahoo.com and just at requests. Just request, and I'll just let you guys. I'll just approve you guys. Not really a link. It's just, you know, let me just copy and paste that shit.
I don't know. I was thinking, I don't know, because I don't have no money. That's the problem. Once I get a digital camera or whatever, I'll probably start taking some shots of my cock. I'll put it out there. Yo.
Why would you do that?
No. I'm going to explain to you. It's important. I found this out through a friend of mine. He took a penis shot, sent that to a chick, and that shit really worked. And she was like, oh, you got a big dick, da-da-da-da-da. And that creates a sense of interest. So one time I had one pic on my cell phone, and then my friend almost fucking discovered it. I almost had a heart attack. I didn't want my friend to see my dick, you know?
More people want to see the sexiness. All cops. Oh, okay, Jester Tools wants to know if you want to send cock pics, send it to jester@jestertoons.com. JesterToons.com for all your gay penis needs. I should make a commercial. Are you tired of serving you seeing your own balls?
Is Winter a dude or a girl?
I don't know.
Winter just said they love dick pics, but I'm like, is that a girl saying that or?
Yeah. Okay. I'm not like ever as soon as I freaking put that. Yeah. Yo, sis. God damn.
Yo, what? You're a fucking prude. Do you know that? I didn't think you was a fucking prude because you're Hispanic, so you know Hispanics fuck anything. I figured you'd fucking show people a good show. What the fuck? Stop fucking bitch.
You know. Should I take my pants off?
Fuck it.
All right.
Show some legs. It's the 1920s. Show some legs.
All right. I got Winter, I got Jester, and I got my sister watching me on cam.
Wait. We need some music. Hold on a sec. I'm going to find some good.
All right. You want me? I'm just going to do like a little dance. I'm going to put some music on. And
I'm gonna send you. I'm gonna send you a song for you to play. Wait. Don't do nothing yet. Let's see if I got something.
God damn it! I added her. Okay. I'm trying to.
Wait. I got some Y's and Y Yandel.
I'm not naked. I'm not naked, sis. It's safe. Don't worry. Right. So far, all people are seeing is my fat face walking into the goddamn spot.
What the fuck, man?
Oh, Justin Toons wants to. Okay, hold on.
Hey, this is how you know we are committed to our fucking listeners. You want a good time?
I took my shirt off.
About time.
Yeah.
Is he at least turned on?
I don't know. Shoulders, that's a good start.
How come you're not on MSN Messenger? I want to send you the song and I want you to play.
God damn it. You know, at this point, fuck it. Just, you know, it's a pain in the ass.
What?
All right, fine. She can't see my cam. All right. She doesn't want to see my cam. Okay, my shirt's off. It's at his third nipple. It's like 90 here. Or a pimple. What the hell is she talking? Who's talking pimple? All right. Now to the man boobs. Showing the man boobs. Look at that.
I'm about to get a can next week. Maybe I'll get a can, and that'll be the show for next week.
You want to finally show people your chest?
Fuck it, I'll show something.
I'm not showing my balls.
Come on, you're such a fucking prude, yo.
I'm not a prude. I don't want to show my balls.
Why? It's only 3-4 people that's seen them. What's the big deal? Look, if I had a cam, I'd show my balls too. We show our balls together. Want me to hold your hand through the process? Come on. What kind of whore are you? See? You want to talk about saving crack whores, and you're not even a whore yourself.
Of course. I mean, you know, you don't cut your
shit.
You cut your own hair? Oh, I forgot your bald. My bad.
You have to bring that up. Look, I may be bald, but I still do what I got to do. I still get it done, and I still turn a head or two.
Holy crap.
Ask Nemesis. Nemesis, I turn a head or two?
She's not calling in. I don't know why she's not calling in, because she's a punk. All right, well, hey, I'm coming out with my chest out, so, there you go. Because,
you know what, let's play another sponsor because we need to make some pesos. So, I think maybe that the one from the beginning needs to.
Well,
good. The future one, remember?
Yeah. All right, this is a new movie coming out. We got them to sponsor us, so here you go.
In a world where the machines rule and the survival of mankind is on the verge of being destroyed, and yet, in the distant future, we still have to worry about fucking equal opportunities. Now our only hope for survival lies in someone who's special.
Alright, Ed, this is what I need you to do. I need you to go back and protect John Connors.
Okay, I'm gonna save him. I'm going back to Fiji. I hope I don't come out naked. Your clothes. Give them to me. Yeah. I got balls. Look at my balls. I got big balls.
Terminator 4. Rise of the Retards.
Your services are no longer needed. Bang, bang.
Rated R for extreme acts of retardation.
Alrighty, I'm basically standing, bending over, showing my ass to Cam, and no one's saying nothing. So, hey, I'm sitting my ass back down.
You know what it is, huh? It's me that's got the goods. I gotta get.
Yeah,
on the
you
cam.
You got the goods. I don't. I'm just like, you know.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Not all of us can be hot bitches. No,
I can't be the gay. You know what? I'm kind of not really. I'm not really that sad that I'm not the gay eye candy. It's you. So I mean, you know.
Yeah, I told you. No, you should see how many they get. I have a friend of mine. Her friend is like mad into me. He's trying to turn me too. I'm like, yo, I got like a fucking sea of them. It's mad funny. I don't understand that shit. I wish for every gay dude that was into me, there'd be like four or five chicks into me. You know what I'm saying? That would be a bad ratio, 5-1.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of hoping if one gay guy was into me, at least there'll be at least two, three girls that'll be into me as well. I don't know how that ratio really goes. The gay girl homo, you know what I'm trying to say.
Damn it! So much for talking about Israel and Palestine. Right? So much for talking about the fucking Middle East. God damn it.
Yeah, I just put my clothes on. I think Jester Toons is pissed. Aw, shit, the damn camera is, like, fucking bright as hell.
You put your clothes back on?
Yeah, I put my clothes back on because it's freaking cold. I got the AC going and, you know.
You had the hard nipples going on?
Yeah, I had the hard nipples going. I was about to start tuning in Tokyo.
Yo, you know what's the funny part about nipples?
What?
You know what's the funny? You ever had your nipples pulled?
Actually, one of my exes, actually, she could suck on them. Let me, I said, she.
Yeah.
There we go. The camera. I'm good again. I'm pretty.
No, because I remember my ex used to do that to me, and I, like, in the beginning it was weird, and then it was, like, strangely erotic, so.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna.
Yo, why isn't anyone calling in?
Maybe they're just enjoying our sexy voices.
Desire.
Sex.
Man on man action.
I did that really bad. Did you do a good techno? Yeah, that just sounds like you're scratching your nutsack. That's fucking bad.
Oh my god, Louie. I got my clothes back on so my sister can actually wash now. Jesus.
Just fucking leave them off.
Yeah.
Leave them off.
Sounds like you're choking on cock. Thank you, other me. Thank you. I try. I try to simulate deep stroking. deep throating a penis every day. I practice with cucumbers. Any like phallic looking object, I like to do.
He's coming clean. It took a fucking long ass time, but it took an entire hour for you to come clean, huh? You like the vegetable section of the grocery store?
I actually had a wet dream consisting of me and Tom Selleck.
Mr.
Oh,
Magnum. Mr. Baseball, I love that fucking movie.
Actually, it was more like Magnum P.I. in the short shorts.
Remember that shit? Magnum P.I. was the shit. Who does it? What?
Oh, crap. Okay, Justin Tunes had to go because there's a train wreck.
There's a what?
They're going to another show because they apparently we're later winter. Have fun, Justin Tunes. Damn, all you guys gotta go? Oh, shit. All right.
What the fuck?
I guess we need drama on this show to keep fans interested.
They called us a fucking train wreck?
Yeah, we can't really go over there because we're doing our own show. All right, we still rock.
Oh, man, I really fucking feel this now.
Oh, yeah, no, Turn Baby. Turn Baby show is on.
Who the fuck is Turn Baby?
I don't know.
Fuck
I know.
That. Fuck whoever that is, huh? I really fucking feel this right now. Now I'm fucking pissed, you know?
It happens.
Well, we're no longer anybody's cup of tea, huh? Just like that, we get fucking replaced, banging someone else.
I guess so. I think so. Actually, I forgot that one of our other listeners, she has her show on. I think now.
Oh.
Yeah, that's okay. But that was fun.
There's nothing like talking about cock, right?
Yeah, well, I guess they're not as fond as cock as we thought they were. Huh. Oh, well, I guess gays don't really like the cock. we still got lost in the music. You know what? Seriously? What, can one of you guys call in and tell us what's up with this Turn Baby show and why did all the gay bees go to that flower to suckle on the fuck? Yeah, fucking car crash me right now. That joke sucked. Hold on. Jesus, I hate it when this happens, but it has to be done. Car crashing myself. Yep.
Were there any survivors?
Nah, that joke is completely dead. Oh,
drama.
They
want fucking drama? Life is not all about drama, man.
You know what? Then maybe we gotta fire fucking Benny Carnero. We gotta fire FEMA live on the show.
Alright, then get him to call in and we'll fucking do it. He's on MSN. I know he's fucking listening. He's waiting for us to slip up. Watch.
Mm-hmm. Actually, let's tell. Does Lost in the Music and Winter know our third guy, FEMA? Waiting.
No, I don't think anyone does.
All right. Well, basically, we have a third guy on, you know, on the show. Next time, Benny on webcam, just because. No. Okay. Why don't you tell him the story? Because you tell it a lot better than I do.
That he's Jewish and he's mad stubborn.
Yeah, but why do we want him off the show? I mean, you know.
Because he doesn't do jack shit. And he complains.
You know, elaborate, you jackass. You know,
yeah.
Seriously. You're on the show, Freaking fucking elaborate, you know? God damn it.
Elaboration. I'm explaining myself. I'm saying he undermines what we're trying to do. We're trying to be real, and he's kind of fake, and he's a lot of times very corny, and that's a problem to our show.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man? You want now? You fucking causing drama. You fucking drama queen.
I have enough of the bullshit.
What? Anyway, if you want to get in on the radio show, the number is 347-945-7659. We're opening it up to callers. Call in, you know, explain why that drama is. And, in fact, where is the term baby show?
You want to call in?
Call in and fuck with them.
All right. Yeah, let's get someone to give us the fucking number. So now we're going to get a revenge.
Yeah. We can't be having, we can't have, oh, found it. I found it. Term Baby Talks Edition. Okay. Alrighty. Game on. That's it.
We don't fuck around on our show.
Radio.
Alrighty.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Oh, well, there you have it.
Yeah, not bad in any shape or form. So I did see your post where you were talking about Jaeger, and quite honestly, we've had some Jaeger questions. But before we go off on our travel tales, you need to explain that, if you would,
right,
please, could you explain to me the lore of Jaeger, because I'm a licorice fan, I'm a flavor fan.
I like to drink.
I love complex things.
But every time I get drunk, I wake up and my ass is clean. Hello?
Here's the thing.
I have custard on my face.
I do not like foofy drinks. I do not like. I mean, I'll drink a margarita and I'll enjoy it.
What about fucking liquor?
Whoa, hello.
Hey,
I don't.
Hey, why did you steal my damn listeners?
Who's 718?
I'm 7.
This is Benny. Is this Benny?
No, this is Louis B.
Well, Louis B.
Hey there.
Sugar.
I'm upset right
me.
Now. Yes.
Julie.
Yes.
Julie Sugar. This is Term Baby, and I have not met you. And in my
there's
show,
seven dicks in my ass,
wait,
and there's always room for eight.
What?
In my
asshole.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Asshole. And that's how we get it done.
Oh, what the fuck, yo? I'm pissed.
She hung up. Hey.
I don't appreciate that shit.
I don't either.
You see, you should have showed your cock. That's what happened.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. Term baby. And they're talking about, I don't like a dirty martini. Justin Tunes is cracking up.
No, they're turning on us.
Oh, wait, was that lost in the music? Was that lost in the music I was just talking to?
I don't know.
All I know is she didn't even let me launch my full attack on her. No. Alright. Why did you steal my damn Oh, God.
No. Damn it, that's where they all fucking chilling on that side, yo. It's some fucking beef. There's some fucking internet radio show beef now. Fuck that shit.
Yep, there is now beef between the Crowd Shot Radio Show and Term Baby Crack Whore Show.
There's some major fucking beef, yo.
There is now, oh, that was Blogography. That was Blogography. He doesn't call it. Oh, you like her? It's because you like Blogography. That's why, because Blogography is on her show. Actually, let me go into their freaking chat room and fuck with them.
I'm still in there. That's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for you to get in there.
I'm getting in there. That's it. Nah. Nah, son.
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, and she got 20 freaking listeners?
Really?
You guys need to come on my show. It's fun. This show sucks. Oh, and some chick named Aunt Now We Down. Yes, we do. Yes, you do. You need to go make yourself useful elsewhere. Oh no, it's the freaking twats. It's the twats that are attacking. Play nice. Justin Tunes told us to play nice. Oh God. They all just like. Oops.
They turned on us.
Damn it. You don't know how hard we fight for our listeners. Shit, I'll slash a tire for one listener. I'll slash some other host's tire for one listener. Oh, God. She hung up.
What?
Well, I have never met you. There are 7 dicks in my ass. Oh God. Damn. That just proves that in order to get listeners, 20 listeners, you gotta start talking about some dumb shit like how cocktails you could fit inside of you or something like that. Oh man.
I never met you. I'm here drinking and my name is Whore Baby.
Whore yeah. Baby, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yo, my dude punched that in on the fucking this problem up on the chat room.
Yeah, no, I just left. I'm like, you know what?
Why'd you fucking leave? You fucking coward.
Oh, don't be following me a freaking coward. I don't see you going in there and...
Hey, I'm waiting on you. I need to feed off of your hatred.
Oh, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still there. I'm fucking waiting for you.
Oh.
They're talking about manscaping. What the fuck? They're stealing our material and all that shit.
Oh, okay.
Hatred. Oh, man.
I'll sign up to do some Davescaping. Oh, man. Hello? Nigga, he just answered his damn phone.
Yo.
Hey, sir.
Yo. Can you hear? Holy crap, I'm screwed. Yep. He just freaking left me. What's going on? What's going on, Lost in the Music, is Turn Baby stole all our listeners. And now we're trying to freaking entertain our listeners on someone else's web show. Cause hell, if they're not gonna come here, oh God. Is Lawson the Music still here? Is he still listening? Did we just totally piss him off? Whore baby. Yo, Benny, are you there? God damn it. Oh, hold on. Yo, what happened?
Nah, I don't know. My fucking phone is acting up.
Huh. All right.
Yo, I think we're going to fucking rap battle them now.
I think we have to rap battle them now. Oh, okay, yeah. We got Lost in the Music. He's still here. Benny's back. Oh, God. What time does the Term Baby show end? Because this is bullshit. Damn, how the hell do you compete with 20? They have 21 live listeners, and they're mostly just chicks, you know. Well, I mean, we're not really a chick show. We're just a bullshitter. So, I mean, we got one chick in the chat room.
That's able to fucking put up with our bullshit.
Yeah. Our malarkey. And my sister still has not accepted my invitation to just look at my webcam. That's got to end. Oh, the whore baby show. Maybe we should Louis. Okay, I'm changing my name to Louis Baby, and you're Ben Baby. Maybe that'll bring some more listeners. Hey, this is the Louis Baby Benny Baby show, the baby show. I don't like a dry martini, but my husband likes to drink a lot before he gets into bed to make love to me. Because after 60 years of marriage, I look like a complete train wreck. I mean, the only time I get laid now is when I sit on a fire hydrant while it's turned on. Oh, God.
We're still fucking reeling, man.
Oh, snap, we got smoke TNT up in the room.
Damn, who the fuck is that?
Who got shut down?
We got shut down by some other fucking radio show.
Yeah, Jesus. Ha, I'm whore baby. Oh, God damn. So much for the Jews and the Palestinians, right?
Yeah. What about them Jews and Palestinians?
I don't know, they've been fighting. I guess. They don't like each other that much.
Been fighting over some fucking land?
Yeah. I think at this point, I think they're fighting for like a stack of pancakes. Pancakes at the IHOP. Actually, have you ever had pancakes from IHOP? They're delicious.
No.
They're delicious. Oh, I wish IHOP would sponsor this show because I'm freaking starving for some pancakes now.
Do we have any other sponsors?
Just the ones that I played before. Which one should I play?
I don't know. There's so many of them. We have a lot of sponsorships.
We got the comedy. We got actually we have the Jester Chin's bitch out when he bitched you out. We have the public service announcements. We have the movie.
Some public service announcements.
All right, you sure?
Yeah.
Alrighty then, here we go.
Were you raped and were you having these symptoms? Depression, fear, anxiety, untrusting of men? There is a way to make you feel better. Get over it! There are men who will take no for an answer. A message from the Ass Council.
Holy shit!
And there goes TNT. We just lost TNT.
Oh my God. Yeah, I think we're cutting today like half an hour early.
You think?
Sure. Yeah.
Alrighty. You don't want to wait to see if they come back?
No. Somehow, I really feel we lost an important battle today.
You think?
Yeah.
Alright, let me see what happens. do this. I think we're already done for the... Oh, no, we're almost done. Yep. All right. We got...
What the fuck?
Okay.
We lost an important battle today. We got shut down by some fucking southerner.
Yeah, right?
Oh.
The purple laws again!
This has not been a good day for me. And this fucking added to my pain.
Yeah, we got alright, it's been shut down. We got 9 minutes, well, 10 minutes left to the show. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's my fucking talking caller ID. I'm sorry about that.
What the hell?
What?
What the hizzle? All right, well, not for nothing. I think I'm going to have to start posting in the gay chat rooms. Oh, Lost in the Music is now wanting to see my cam.
What up, nigga?
Oh, and my cell phone is dying.
Oh, crap on a stick. All right, how much time do you think you got? 9 minutes? 10 minutes?
I don't know. Here, let me see if hopefully my house phone is fucking closed. What's the number to call in?
The number to call in?
Yeah.
It's 347-945-7659.
You like that? It's a little plug, right?
Yes. We got Lost in the Music. When they're, I invited him to view my webcam, and he's accepted, and... Yeah. Oh, God. We just totally just lost. We lost, like, almost half our... Oh, God. Oh, God. And now, oh, damn, now he's whacking off to me. Damn, I don't believe that. I don't believe he's actually jerking off to me. I'm not that pretty. I'm not, oh, just kidding. Okay. I was about to say, I would honestly have been flattered. Oh. Okay, let me try to get Benny back on the show.
I am back on the show.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Fuck.
This is a bad day in our history.
Yes, it is. It really is. How the, you know, turn... Not for nothing. That's okay. That's okay. You don't have to jerk off to me. Oh, crap.
I don't understand. Is it like, are we just like turning off everybody?
I don't know what term baby or whore baby has that show that I don't have. I don't know. Lost in the Music, if you could call in or tell us what does whore baby have that we don't have besides vaginas. Waiting for an answer, waiting. While we wait for an answer, I am going to play another one of our sponsors.
White ladies, do you suffer from the following symptoms? Starting arguments with complete strangers for no real reason? Do you vomit on the street? Do you cry about when your uncle ate your 8-year-old coochie? Are you between the ages of 21 and 35? And do you stumble when you walk, usually needing your girlfriends to help you home? Then you're the typical white broad that can't hold her liquor and doesn't know her alcohol limit. But luckily, there's help. The Blood Alcohol Vagina Monitor will constantly test you and let you know when you're about to hit your limit. This device is plug and play. And coming soon, for the homosexual, the Blood Alcohol Anal Monitor. Be sure you remove before intercourse.
Holy shit!
Yep.
I'm afraid we're going to start losing sponsors.
Yeah, man. I'm afraid. I'm very afraid.
This is a
damn, Lost in the Music still hasn't told us why they you know what does the whore baby show have that we don't.
This is a dark day in our history.
Yeah, I know, dude. I really feel like we lost. I really do.
We got shut down by some fucking slave owner.
You know, some chick that actually went and called people niggas.
And sold them. Importing for work.
I'm sick. And they still got... I'm back on their page. They got everybody. Oh, hell. Oh, God. All right, we got 3 minutes left of the show. Screw it.
For, like, mercy minutes.
Mercy minutes. I'm just going to play... Further From Resolution would stay. This has been a Crotch Shot Radio Show saying... We got balls, I think.